Welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Good evening, good morning, good night. Good second breakfast, whenever you are, wherever you are. My name is Laura Gonzalez, and I'd like to welcome you to a very special Lunatic Mondays, Lunes Lunaticos, the very first bilingual show for CSNP, the Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts. Today, we have a very special show as part of the celebration of Pagan Spirit Gathering. And this comes from the past. This comes from 2018, from the archives of Lunatic Mondays. We are honored and happy to present you an interview we did with Reverend Moonfeather, who has been coordinating PSG for many, many, many years. And we hope you enjoy it. Tonight, we have a special show. We have Reverend Moonfeather, Sharon Stewart. Today, she's going to talk to us about PSG, and I'm very excited, of course, to have her. And I know she's going to laugh because I always get so nervous when I have her on the show. I don't know why, but it's one of those things. Anyway, don't mind me. Let me present her as she deserves, of course. Reverend Sharon Stewart, also known as Moonfeather, has been an active member of Circle Sanctuary since 1999. Sharon has a passion for community building by organizing festivals and events for Circle for many years, serving as various coordinators for events, the event manager, and now as the event advisor. Sharon stepped into managing PSG for Circle Sanctuary since 2004, or at least that's the best that we can recollect, she says on her little bio blurb. And of course, I'm very honored to call her my friend and to welcome her tonight here to Lunatic Mondays. How are you, Sharon?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just laughing because of this ridiculous nervousness that I have when I got you on the phone. And
I thought maybe
you'd
be
show,
over that this time.
You know, I really don't know what it is, because we have had times that we have shared together in person and there's no nervousness or anything, but having you as a guest on the show, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't want to say anything stupid. I don't want to mess it up. So let me begin by saying something stupid so we can get that out of the way. How about that? Anyway, almost 20 years coordinating events for Circle Sanctuary, that is like a lifetime.
Well, I kind of hard to believe that it's been that long, but you know, you start doing the math and there you are. But yeah, I've been doing events, coordinating events and for Circle pretty much since I set foot on the land. I came to just a couple festivals and was intrigued by the community and willing to participate and help out. So I started pitching in any place that help was needed for events. So, and mm-hmm. It went from there.
Is that how long you've been a member of Circle, 20 years, just about?
Yeah, just short of that. My first event was in 1999. So just short of 20 years now. So I went to mm-hmm. my first Circle event in 99, and then my first PSG also in 99. So I wasn't volunteering at my first PSG other than your mandatory 4-hour volunteer community shift. The next year I actually stepped into gate coordinating at PSG already. So I started mm-hmm. real fast with volunteering.
And for those folks that don't know, of course, you're also a minister for Circle, and you've been part of Circle. For us newbies, I've been part of Circle for like a year and a half now, but I know you guys since like 2015. Sharon is amazing. You can trust her with anything, and she will help you with anything. even if she is not in charge or if she is not working the event or whatever, she will always be there for you. And your disposition and your humanity is just fantastic. And of course, you're also a midwife, and we did a dead midwife, and we did a show for that last mm-hmm. year. That was amazing. And I was super nervous too, of course. but it was fantastic to take in classes with you and to see that passion and how it's coming back into like the pagan community is rescuing that culture. But we're not talking about that today. Today it's all about life and this amazing event that has been going on for years and years and years. And I think is it the longest event for pagan camping? Is the one that has been running the longest, you think?
I think it's not the longest. It's one of the longest. I think there's actually a couple that started with the same year or within a year of each other. So I don't think we're the longest, but we're definitely one of the longest. This will be our 38th year this year. That's just unheard of in, you know, big pagan gatherings to continue that long. But this is 38 years we'll be celebrating this year.
Can you, I don't know if you're, ooh, there she goes. I lost her. You know what? We're going to play a song in honor of today's day. Let me find the symbol by Celia, which is a beautiful song. And I don't have it, of course. I cannot believe this. Oh, Sharon is back. Okay, never mind. Okay, Sharon, there you are. I'm sorry, I lost you. Are you there?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Sorry about that, folks. I don't know what happened. Might just be I'm on a cell phone. That's all I have out here in my woods. And sometimes it's in a place like this. I suppose I could have dropped the call. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was asking, okay. I don't know if you heard the question, but I was asking you, that's what happens when you're doing live a live podcast, you know? Anything can happen is the motto of the show. I wasn't too saying. And there you go. But anyway, I was asking you if you could tell us a little bit about the history of PSG and how it all began back in 38 years ago.
Yeah, well, obviously I wasn't around back there then, but as I understand it, you know, this was an idea of Selena Fox, obviously, the founder of Circle. And the first time, the first PSG in 1980, was just a real small gathering. I think it was less than 100 people. And it kind of was the prototype, you know, of what brought PSG together. A lot of people gathered from across the United States, many different paths, and they came just to create this pagan village, which is what we do now. I don't think there were, you know, it was small programming and things like that. And then the next year it kind of grew. I think they had a couple hundred people, and they were just on some private land back there in the first few years. And then after that, they, when the festival grew to 200-300 people, outgrew their land, is my understanding. And then they moved to a campground in Wisconsin in the early 80s and were there quite a few years. I'm going to say probably close to a dozen years, and in that time, the gathering really grew. You know, more people came, they started more types of programming, they started more rituals, they started, you know, having a program even, because they had so many different activities going on compared to what they started with. And when they started, I believe they started with a weekend, and then when they moved to this campground, then they moved it to a full week of time, and they started having vendors, for instance, and having guests, authors and presenters, and so on and so forth coming. They also started then when they were at that, the campground, Eagle Cave is where they were in Wisconsin, started with the centers of like what we have at PSG now, though we have quite a few more of them, but they started like with the centering dome, which we now call Psyche's Grotto, and they had Amethyst Circle, which is a play, an alcohol-free place for the 12-step program. And they started those centers, and we were there at Eagle Cave, and I never attended at Eagle Cave. I didn't attend until we moved to Wisteria down in southern Ohio, and I want to say that was in 1998 that they moved down to Wisteria in Ohio. And again, this was a larger place, and it brought more people in again, and we really got involved with the land down there, and we created a big, large turtle mound out of rocks and during our workshops and in our rituals, and created even more centers, and the TSG just continued to grow. I came on board, like we said, I believe it was in 2004 when we were still down at Wisteria, and during that time, then we started more programming. For instance, we started the Pagan Leadership Intensive. The bonfire scene began to take off. We started the Thousand Candle Labyrinth. And we began to have various rites of passages. And the spirit hunt started when we were down at Wisteria. After 12 years in Wisteria, in 2009, we moved to southeastern Missouri to Camp Zoe, and we were there for 2 years down there, and things pretty much stayed the same as far as programming and things like that. We did stayed there for 2 years, and then we went to Illinois to Stonehouse Farm near Irwinville, Illinois. And again, our crowds grew then. This was a beautiful site. It was nice weather, and we were up close to over 1,000 people at Stonehouse Farm. Our programming pretty much stayed the same. We did a few more centers. We started more rites of passage, so we obviously grew more centers. We were up to over 300 workshops a week. Things really, really grew. And then, of course, everyone probably knows that's familiar with PSG that in 2015, PSG had a major flood, and we had to close PSG down before it hardly even got started due to the flooding. And then after that, we moved to the location that we're at now, which is called Tall Tree, and it is in southern Illinois near Vienna, Illinois. And again, we have just been adding programs and adding centers. We've added a social justice center. We did a senior rite of passage last year, and we still continued all of these other rites of passages and maintained all of these centers and the hundreds of coordinators and volunteers it takes to set up this event and to manage this event. So this year we'll be going back to Tall Tree Lake again for our 38th year with our theme being Soul Shine, and we're looking forward to another great weekend three, I guess, of the 38 years of PSG.
Very quick indeed, and when we were talking last show with River, we were talking about the 26th anniversary of Pagan Picnic and how you get to a certain age and you say, you know, 28 years, 26 years, 30 years, and it feels like nothing, but it's a lifetime, you know, it's a lifetime of events, and it's a lifetime of dedication and people, and the people, to me, the most important part of it is the volunteers, because without the volunteers, then nothing could be done. And I know you've been coordinator for so many years. How many volunteers would you think it takes to raise the village that is PSG?
How many people does it take? Was that what you said? I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Yes.
Well, I can tell you that since I've been managing PSG, things have really changed as far as the setup portion of PSG, what it takes, how many people it takes just to get this event off the ground. First of all, the planning for it is literally year-round. I work on PSG year-round. Once PSG is over, then it's off to the feedback and reading the feedback and making changes and suggestions and stuff from the feedback we got. And then it's off and running to start working on what guests and bands and things, and, you know, that you want to have at the next year. So I work on this all year round. I have an assistant, Bob Paxton from Circle, who also helps me year round. I have a couple other people that I bring in. This year we brought in Messina, who is in the minister and training program, and she got trained on how to do just the programming piece this year. And of course the office staff is always working, so there's a lot of us working all year round. When it comes time for the actual event to hit the ground, since I took over, we have started what we call our setup and takedown crew. And this is a crew of about 30 people who arrive the Wednesday before PSG. We have what we call our layout crew who arrives. And those are the people, that's a group of about 5 or 6 people who come and do all the measuring and marking out of all of the sites. That's about a 2-day job by the time they get all the, for instance, merchant booths and everything all marked off. So then, and that's the Wednesday before the event, they arrive to work. On the Thursday before the event, I have about 30 more people that arrive that are called our setup and takedown crew. And this is a crew that literally, I love this crew. It's part of one of my favorite parts of PSG is the setup, watching this village come to life. You come in there with bare, beautiful land, and you build this wonderful village with these people, this crew, just building this. They're all volunteers, building with heart, building with their heart, building with intent in the heat and the rain and whatever else Mother Nature may throw at them. And they're building this beautiful village, and it takes them about 2 days, and they set up, I'm going to guess, probably over 20 tents, haul all the supplies, get all the signs up, get all the wood hauled, just making it a beautiful and welcoming place for the masses to arrive. So that's the crews that it takes just to get the village set up. Then there's another whole crew of coordinators that carry off the event, and I don't know if that's where you want me to go right now or you want to still talk about setup, but 40 people there.
Go ahead, and everything you tell us is just wonderful, because we're like on the back door of learning what PSG is, and I always love learning the details, so go ahead.
Okay, so during our setup time then, you know, obviously at this site, at Tall Tree Lake, this was another new first for PSG, because normally when we go into a venue, you know, the venue supplied most of the things. We just brought the programming in. But with this venue, we just rent the land. So we are responsible here for bringing everything in. So, you know, we find the food vendors. We get the porta potties. We get the wood. We get the ice and, you know, so we have a lot of infrastructure to build at this site. And all of that is done with those, you know, 30 people that we bring in early. So we really are really working. And we have a gentleman that was actually, we met when we were at Camp Zoe, and he actually comes now, and Circle hires him to come and be what we call our maintenance man at Camp Zoe. And so he, you know, because we are responsible for everything, and he, you know, he's there for any repairs or breakdowns or whatever there may be. So we also have this maintenance hired. On the Saturday before PSG, there's about another 75 to 80 people that come in that are our coordinators for the event. So these are, again, most of them are, not most of them, all of them, again, are volunteers. Every single one of these people is a volunteer coming in to PSG during their vacations to make this event just a wonderful homecoming and a wonderful vacation, a wonderful spiritual event, and we often call it a family reunion for everybody that's attended over the years. So these 75 people come in on Saturday. We have a meeting to go over, obviously, any updates or news, but also to go over emergency procedures and things like that, and to get their centers ready. So these people that come in are the coordinators of all of those various centers that we have grown throughout the 38 years of PSG. And it's amazing how much these people have returned year after year after year after year because of their love for PSG. And it makes my job so much easier as a manager that these are returning coordinators. So I can just trust that they're running their centers beautifully and everything's going as we planned throughout the year and for everyone to have this great experience. So the real meat and potatoes or the heart of PSG is this group of just over 100 people that have come in early to create this beautiful pagan village for everyone.
And of course, needless to say, you know, emphasize that the people are taking the time, are taking their vacation and are going there to build, they're going there to work on their vacation time to build the village and to welcome family and to welcome everybody home. It is fantastic. I had the opportunity. I'm a city rat. I am not a camping person. And then my insect and arachnid phobia doesn't help. But I braved the weather. And I was there on 2015 for a couple of days. You know, but it is incredible because you really enter a different world. It's a village. It really is a village that is created by the people. So it's amazing. And one of the things I will never stop talking about, the guardians, the people mm-hmm. who take on to do the security. Because to me, everything that I had the chance to see in the 2 days that the short-lived 2015 PSG was, everything is impressive. Everything works like a clockwork. Everybody is on point. But I was really impressed by the security and by the guardians and by from the gate to where you go to your camping site or abandoned site or where you're going to present your workshops. These people, they're very serious. I mean, they really take their job very, very seriously. Can you tell us how the guardians came to be and who coordinate them?
Yeah, I want to kind of touch on two things there, if I can, please. One being the gate. And one being the guardian. I think that
yes, please.
Both very, very important pieces of PSG. I was a gate coordinator for about 5 years, and my husband was for, I think, close to 10 years. And the crew that we have there now has been doing it for at least, oh my goodness, I don't even know how many years, at least 5 years, more than that, I think. But they are like clockwork. And you know, I really believe, and so does the gate crew, that, you know, this is the threshold between the mundane and this sacred village, this safe, sacred village that we have built. And they take that job very seriously. We run our gate 24/7 from a day or two before the event. And that takes a lot of volunteers and a lot of coordination and a lot of dedication. But that's really the threshold. That's the safety net for our keeping our community safe. And that's the way they look at it. And I appreciate those folks. And I appreciate the guardians. And what I can tell you about the guardians, they are called the Guardians of the Sacred Circle. This is a group of people, friends, that have been, they were part of PSG when I started coming. So they've been around longer than, you know, than I've been there since 99. And I can't tell you exactly how they even did get started, but they have been with PSG that long. This is a group of people that by a lot of them by profession are medical, in the military, law enforcement, or maybe retired. Some of them are active. And this is how they be of service to their tribe is by being part of the Guardians of the Sacred Circle. So they have kind of two factions of them. There's the safety side and the medical side. So there's we have a first aid tent that is staffed 24/7 by trained personnel and by volunteers also. And again, these guardians are all volunteers. This is how they fill their, you know, their cup is by being of service to the community through working through safety. So this medical tent is staffed 24/7. Then they also have a patrol group, and this is a group of guardians that are literally out walking patrol 24/7 for the whole time that we are there, just keeping their eye out on things, making sure that people are following our safety guidelines, and just being of service. excuse me, if you know someone struggling putting up a tent, they're right there to lay a hand. If someone got stuck, they're right there to lend a hand. They're an amazing group of, there's about, it varies every year, but somewhere between 30 to 40 of them that tackle this Guardians of the Sacred Circle every year. One thing I really like about them also is, excuse me, I had to get a drink. They really utilize that, you know, want to maybe someday be part of the Guardians of the Sacred Circle. So they have squires that help out, you know, doing some of the things, or maybe walk foot patrol with one of the guardians. So they're a wonderful, wonderful group that we just couldn't do PSG without.
They are really impressive and amazing. And like I was saying, you know, when I was there, I got the opportunity to see on the opening ritual, they were presented and blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the most fun memories that I have. Of course, I remember everything, but that was like, I don't know, I will always take it on my heart, because you can feel, for all of us who are in this path of spirituality, we can feel energy. And you can feel how these people will step in front of anything to protect you. And I'm really thankful for them. And like Ariana is saying here in the chat room, they allow us to be safe and enjoy the week without worry. And that is the truth. And also, Sharon, I want to talk about all the different rites of passages and the worships, and of course, presenters and musical shows, acts that are coming. But being the day that it is, and since we were talking about the Guardians, and we have a very strong celebration also for people on active duty and the military, within Circle Sanctuary and, of course, within PSG. I'd like to invite you to listen to Celia Farran and this song that always touches my heart that is called Symbol.
Okay.
All right. So we'll be right back with more here with Sharon Stewart on Lunatic Mondays talking about PSG. This is Celia with Symbol. Don't go anywhere.
An American soldier came home today, wrapped up as cargo in an American flag. He asked for one sweet silent symbol on his grave, but the VA gun said, "Sorry, son, request denied." Well, he served as any other with his hands and with his heart. He prayed to Father Sky, he bowed down to Mother Earth. He honored air and water and the fire he danced around, but you didn't honor him before you put him in the ground. It's a symbol, it's a sign, it stands for everything divine. Excuse me, sir, I think you're wrong. I checked him the last time I read the doctrine. It said practicing your faith is not a crime. So let this soldier that little girl crying home from school, told her she was evil and she disobeyed the rules. You took away her pendant, grandmother's gift, but the other kids are free to wear their crucifix. And she knows that if you catch her, that you'll have her expelled. But her daddy is a lawyer, so get ready for the fight. Symbol, it's a sign, it stands for everything divine. I'm sorry, sir, you're flat out wrong. I checked since the last. love and fight for what we believe in. He's a believer and he wears it on his arm. First day New Jersey set off all of the alarms. The memo spread like wildfire that the devil had arrived. And the virus got to corporate and they fired him by five. Now all this misperception and everyone runs scared. Scared of the neighbor. So hard for freedom of speech, freedom of faith, freedom of religion, freedom to stand up and fight for what we believe in, freedom of speech, freedom of faith.
Further ado, I'd like to welcome back Sharon Stewart, Reverend Woodfeather. Are you there, my dear?
I am.
So thank you for waiting there and for listening with us to Celia Farron and that beautiful song. And the military presence and the commemoration of people in service and all of the different rites of passage that happen on PSG, to me, are the highlight of the event, you know, because you have all traditional rites that have been done for a long, long time, such as the crowning and the staging and the coming of age for the young people. But then we have the very new ones, such as the staging that was done for the first time last year. So tell us a little bit about those rites of passage, and also there's weddings and there's baby blessings and all of that. So tell us a little bit about it for those who haven't experienced PSG fully.
Okay, great. Yeah, we do have a lot of rites of passage. I'm just going to kind of go down them here a little, try and go by age if I can, so I can hopefully not forget any of them. We have the rite of passage into young womanhood. This is a four-day program that is used to honor the young women who have just had their first menses. So this is coordinated by Lisa Chavez Markey and Reverend Georgette Paxton. And again, I'm not going to get into them a whole lot. I'll tell you a little bit about them because part of the mystery, you know, part of them is the mystery of them for the people that are going through. But we've been doing this rite of passage, I don't know for how many years, but quite a few years. I know we were doing it already back in the Wisteria days, so it's been going on for a long time. We also have a rite of passage into young manhood. This is a three-day intensive that's for boys who are 2 to 16. And this, again, it's an intense 3 days so that they go through. And it's one of my favorite ones to watch as we watch these young boys turn into men over the course of those 3 days. It's very interesting to watch. We also have the men's rite of passage experience. This is for men over 18, for them to learn basically what it means to become a man and to find their own power in becoming a man. This, again, is another three-day intense journey that they go through. We have a motherhood rite of passage called a blessing way. This is for all women who have become mothers in the past year. Very moving, very wonderful ritual that's held for these women. We have Daughters of the Dark Moon rite of passage. This is Daughters of the Dark Moon is a group of women past the motherhood stage of life, but who don't yet identify as crone. And they have their programming and their ritual throughout the week. We have the rite of passage into crone, and this is a week-long journey that the crones take through various stages, and it culminates at the end of the week with their croning ritual. And we have pretty much the same thing in the rite of passage into sage. That's for men who are over 55 and are considering the transformation from the adult male to the sage. And they have a program all during the week and then have their staging ritual also on Friday afternoon. Last year, we had a senior blessing, but we don't have one of those on the calendar for this year. We do, and we don't have any baby blessings that I'm aware of. We do have three hand fastings taking place this year at PSG, so rites of passage are going to be pretty full and pretty active throughout the week.
Yeah, and it is a fantastic experience, of course, to have your rite of passage done there. People that want to get, say I want to get hand fasted next year on PSG, what do I have to do?
Well, you need to talk with us so that we can kind of make sure that the plans that you have in place can work with what we can do at PSG. Most of the time, people just talk to us, or maybe they've already talked to a minister or Cicilina, you know, that they want to do their hand fasting. And so it's pretty much just like we do a hand fasting anyplace else. There's obviously planning that's done, and it gets submitted as a workshop proposal so that we can get it in the workshop proposal form. So that we can get it onto the schedule and get it into our guidebook and contacting us and making sure that we can handle what you'd like. Sometimes it's a little challenging to have hand fasting or various rites of passage at PSG because, you know, we are strict about who we let through that gate. So if you're planning on wanting to have a lot of visitors come for or guests come for your hand fasting, that might not always be possible at PSG. So that's one thing you need to make sure to talk to us about so we can see if those arrangements can be made or not. But it's just basically letting us know. And if you want us to find a minister that fits your needs, we can do that. Or if you have a minister picked out, we can work with that and make it happen.
I want to throw a big parenthesis right now because you mentioned Selena. And to get in touch with Selena and or to get in touch with anybody on Circle Sanctuary. And I want to talk about what happened last week. Did you know that she was a clone, that somebody created a clone account for Selena and they were trying to do it like the whole Nigerian prince thing with Selena Fox's account's name and photo? And
yeah,
this is ridiculous.
Happened a couple times. It's happened a couple times recently.
Yeah. It's it is ridiculous. It is scary how easy it is to do because the person or people who are doing this, they're grabbing Selena's photos, which are a lot of them are public, and they're just cloning an account and they are sending private messages by Messenger, by Facebook Messenger. And it starts like a regular conversation, and then it goes into, whoa, did you know about this charity that we're collecting money for, blah, blah, blah. Believe me, folks, Selena Fox is not going to be sending you a private message asking for money for a charity.
Right.
It's not. It doesn't work like that. If it happens, please report the account right away. And, of course, let people at Circle know. Obviously, if you're in contact with Selena or if you have her actual personal account or email, let us know right away so something can be done. We announced it on the show in Spanish last week, and then I'm glad I remembered to talk about it today because Circle Sanctuary does not look for donations or money that way. And also to make sure that when you get an email or communication from Circle Sanctuary, that you look at the URL and make sure is the legit one, is the true one. And just to be careful, you know, I mean, it is just ridiculous how easy it is to be done, you know, Sharon?
Yep, it's scary. I'm just glad that it gets caught every time.
Yeah. And because, of course, the person that is talking also doesn't have the language that Selena uses. So it's like, it's
right.
Very easy to spot it, but it's very scary
mm-hmm.
at the same time. But anyway, going back to PSG, and thank you for giving me the chance to say that, Sharon.
Sure.
Going back to PSG, every year you guys have presenters, authors, people who are making noise, movers and shakers out there in the pagan community. And this year is not going to be an exception. So I would like you to please talk to us about whom are the speaker presenters for this year.
Okay, well, obviously, we always have Selena every year as one of our featured presenters. And Selena does a week-long intensive for the Pagan Leadership Institute. And for those interested in, you know, being ministers and stuff. And this year, her week-long intensive will be on end-of-life things. So we always have Selena there. This year, we have Jenna Beachy, who is from California. And this will be her first time joining us at PSG. She is an author of the book, The Country of Yourself, Discover the Magic of Your Endless Inner World. So we're looking forward to having her this year. Our other guest this year is Gus, and I don't know, I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right, I have to apologize, DeZiegra, I believe it is. I have not met him other than just on the telephone. He is acquainted with Dennis and Selena and come highly recommended by them. He has several books that he has written, and just an incredible background, very intelligent man, and we're looking forward to having him there with us. He comes to us from New Mexico. So those are our two presenters there, plus we have the Thunder Sirens. This is a group of four people from the Chicago area who have been associated with Circle for a while. They're a young musical group. A lot of them are trained in shamanism, and they do a lot of sound journeys and meditative journeys and healing with instruments and everything. And there are other presenters this year. So we'll have four different presenters with Selena, the Thunder Siren, Gus, and Jenna this year. Looking forward to having them all. They are like I said, three of them will be Selena, obviously not, but the other three are all first-time presenters for PSG.
And, of course, I have to contain myself because I was going to do a Southside Chicago, but no, I'm not going to do it. For the Thunder Sirens, of course. I know them all. Of course, they're wonderful, wonderful human beings. And I don't want to be rude or ignorant and single out people, but they are all very near and dear to my heart, and I know some longer, so of course I'm very happy to see them as presenters on PSG, but much love to every single one of them. Chicago represented. I'm an idiot. Save me from myself, please, Sharon. Workshop.
Fine.
I know there's mm-hmm. going to be like a million workshops. No, not a million, but probably in the hundreds, ain't it?
Yeah, well, I didn't even count them this year, but I'm going to guess there's right around 200 this year. So we're done with that schedule, obviously, because the guidebook is going to print this week. But, yeah, there's a real interesting range of workshops this year, and those are available. If you're interested to see what the workshops are this year, you can get on our website, www.circlesanctuary.org/PSG. And then just click on the workshop, and you will see the list of amazing offerings that the folks of PSG are offering this year. There's a wonderful, wonderful list.
And as you speak, I am posting the link for the workshops here on the chat room for our show. And top of my head, I just look at a couple, of course, John Markey, Celia Farren, Jake and Nate, who have been on the show also talking about gender diversity. I don't know. I mean, it is the problem when you start mentioning names is now you have to mention all of them, and there is not enough time to mention 200 workshops. But we have Eldridge, part of the PLI. We have, of course, Moonfeather. We have, I don't know, a whole bunch of people that are going to be doing a whole lot of variety of workshops. Oriana is saying in the chat, me too, me too. Oriana, what is your workshop, Oriana? Tell us so we can plug it right away. What do people have to do in order to have a workshop on PSG?
Well, when you register for PSG, you're given the opportunity to submit a workshop proposal. And again, these are people volunteering their skills, their interests, their talents. So once you've registered, there's a workshop submission that we accept submissions until April 1st, and then they're closed. And folks can offer a workshop in lieu of 2 hours of their community service. Like I said at the beginning, everybody that comes to PSG is required to commit to 4 hours of community service because it takes, you know, it takes a village to keep this village running. But you can opt out of workshops by offering, 2 hour workshop for 2 hours of work time. So we have this wonderful offering of the folks who have registered for PSG. And like I said, those are accepted until April 1st. And then we go through each of the offerings and accept, deny, or work with someone to change it up a little bit or whatever the case may be. And we get our final list of accepted workshops. And those are the ones that you'll see listed there on the webpage. The other thing we also have, there'll be another webpage that just specifically has the offerings for the PLI, the Pagan Leader Institute. Those are also on this page that we've just been talking about, the workshop page. But there is another separate page for PLI where you can see all the people that have been chosen as instructors for the Pagan Leader Institute at PSG this year and which workshops those people were teaching. The PLI are workshops that are geared, obviously, like what it's saying, more for people that are in a leadership role or looking to move into a leadership role, or maybe they're ministers or chaplains or something like that. So these are little higher geared workshops that are offered in that PLI. And so you'll see that listing. And those are also all vetted. Reverend Michelle Boshears and Selena also are the ones that look over the PLI ones and accept those workshops for that programming. Well, there's a fine list of them this year.
Yes, indeed. And if you have the chance, please go to the website, circlesanctuary.org, PSG workshops. And Oriana is saying to us in the chat room, Beyond Drawing Down the Moon, story time to share experiences in honor of Margot Adler, keeping up her tradition. Okay, question. Some people are confused and think that PLI for leaders, but anyone can attend, correct? I mean, you said anyone that is looking to step into this type of work, right?
Yeah, anybody can come to these workshops. You do not have to be a leader or looking into stepping into leadership. They're just higher geared workshops, but anybody is welcome to come to those PLI workshops. They're open to everybody. That's one of the great things about PSG is that the majority of the workshops are open to everybody. Certainly there are some that are geared towards those who identify as men or those who identify as women or whatever the case may be there. But workshops are open to anyone who wants to attend them. I can remember one year, for instance, which I thought was beautiful. We had a wonderful young lady that was in her early teens who none of the teen workshops appealed to her, and she highlighted her program guidebook all week long with the adult classes, and that's where she went all week because she was hungry to learn. So you're welcome no matter what age at any of the workshops.
Thank you so much for clarifying that, because I remember also when I was there in 2015, people asking, like, can we attend this workshop? And I was like, as far as I know, anybody can attend. But it's good that we have this clarification. And last but not least, of course, we have to talk about the musical guests, because they are the ones that keep us dancing and shaking our booty. And
I mean,
the lineup, every year the lineup is fantastic, but this year you guys went above and beyond. And I don't want to spoil it, so I'm going to let you talk about the musical guests.
Okay, absolutely. Well, we have the wonderful Arthur Hinds, who has performed for us for many, 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 many years. He's been at PSG longer than I have performing. But this year he's coming with a new band, so it's going to be a premiere presentation, Arthur Hinds and the Round Table. And looking forward to that. They're going to be also releasing their first CD right before PSG. So we're excited to see what he's created with this group. We also have the wonderful Celia Farron, who we listened at the break to her song Symbols. She's a longtime PSG performer and supporter of Circle. So she'll be back performing for us. Also, the beloved Spiral Rhythm, who's just one of the mainstays of PSG. Again, they've been performing for as long as I can remember and always bring the house down. They're very loved. Tuatha Dea is back again this year. Again, another well-loved band at PSG. They're not there every year, excuse me, but they are back this year, and we're looking forward to it. Powerful vocals and their drumming, their performances, they're amazing. New this year to PSG, we've never had them, is Ginger Doss and Linda Millard. And I am really looking forward to seeing them. I have never seen them live. I've listened before, read reviews and everything. Very spiritual music, I'm sure, to move everybody. So I'm really looking forward to this lineup myself this year. And we usually hold our concerts. We have a noon concert. If it's not too hot, we do it on the stage. If it's too hot, we do it under the tent at the food court. And then we have every evening have a concert on the main stage. And then every night we have a late, late night acoustic set in the food court again. So the musicians perform two or three times, you know, stages, plus they help us out at rituals and they're singing at our morning meetings. So they are really a big, big part of our PSG community.
I know there is a plethora of music and dancing and getting together. And there's also this huge culture of love and respect and community and chilling and relaxing. So I have to ask the hard question, are there any drugs or alcohol permitted on the site, or is it a sober festival?
Alcohol is allowed as long as you consume it within reason. But yes, you can bring in your own alcohol. We do not sell any alcohol at PSG. And drugs, illegal drugs, are absolutely not tolerated at PSG whatsoever.
Okay, I didn't know, so I needed to ask.
No, that's fine.
You know, it's one of those questions you'd rather have out there. And I know there's a say that you guys say all the time, and I can't remember. Heart, soul, shoes, water, sunscreen?
Oh. Water, sunscreen, heart, soul, shoes. That's a chant that the Guardians started many, many, many years ago, and it's continued on to this day. Water, sunscreen, hard soled shoes. Very important.
Very important. Bug spray if you need. If you're have a phobia of bugs like me. I remember telling people in 2015, if something is crawling on me, just take it. Don't tell me there's something crawling on you, because I will turn around and karate chop whoever is next to me. And it was lovely. It was lovely because people will come to me and then pat me on the shoulder and, hi, Laura, how are you? And they will just walk away. And I'm like, oh, my God, something was crawling on me. I'm the worst pagan when it comes to, I have nightmares about bugs. that is how crazy my phobia is. But bugs haven't been that bad, right, in poultry?
Well, I'm not going to say that. We have quite a few ticks. There are quite a few ticks, mosquitoes, but, you know, it's outdoors. It's nature. It's camping, you know, in a rustic campground, and that's, I guess, just kind of to be expected. I do suggest that everybody, you know, takes care of themselves for, you know, using sprays or lotions or whatever they need to protect themselves and their tent areas, and to be doing tick checks and stopping at safety if you have ticks that you can't get removed. And because ticks, as we've all seen around, you know, around, they're supposed to be bad everywhere this year. And
mm-hmm.
we are the first group that's in the tall tree every year. And so it seems like they are there in abundance for us, it seems like. But hopefully this year will be, last year they were a lot better, and this year I hope they're a lot better. And I know that a lot of people, including Circle, are taking some measures to make things better. And the landowner is trying to keep the mowing better, you know. So it, but, you know, who knows what Mother Nature is going to give us when it comes to bugs. That's part of camping.
I know. I, you know, with this phobia and my spiritual beliefs, it just doesn't work for me. But, you know, I'm an urban pagan. Anything about the city and nature I can talk about, but, you know, anyway, enough about me. What is there something that we haven't told folks about PSG that you think I'm missing? I have forgot to ask about a certain topic.
Well, I would just like to touch a little bit on the rituals if we have time to do that.
Yes, we
Are
do
we
have
okay?
plenty of time. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I would just like to touch based on the rituals. Not only, you know, we have the music and the wonderful workshops and everything, but we have an amazing array of different rituals that happen. Obviously, we have the solstice morning ritual that is done by Selena. We've talked a little bit about having a men's ritual and a women's ritual. On Wednesday night each year, there's a ritual for anyone who identifies as men to go to, and a women's ritual, anyone who identifies as women. Last year, we had an all-gender ritual, which was a big success, and so that is making a return itself this year, too. So on Wednesday night, we'll have the three rituals happening again. We also have an opening ritual on Sunday night, and then on Monday night, we have the amazing drum and dance ritual to open up the sacred ritual area and the drumming and dancing that happens every single night at PSG. And the coordinators and the fire spinners, they produce an amazing, beautiful opening ritual for our ritual space out on the island at PSG at Tall Tree. And we already talked about all the different rites of passage rituals we have too. But we also have the Sacred Hunt, which is a big part of PSG. And I don't want to give too much of it away because it is really about the mystery of it, but it's a ritual of transformation, a very personal, involved ritual. And it takes a lot of people to do this. And it very transformational for the people who are the hunters in it. There's places for villagers in it. That's very rewarding work, and very much so the whole community welcoming home these hunters at the end of this ritual. Another beautiful ritual we have is the labyrinth. On Wednesday night, we have a 1,000-candle labyrinth that folks can walk, and it is just beautiful to see, so moving to take place into and be a part of walking it. And again, all of these rituals that are done by volunteers just giving to their tribe. We also have the Clan of Pyros, who at the end of the week on Saturday night, we have, first of all, the PSG main ritual. It's the big culmination of celebrating our week together. And so we have a huge ritual on Saturday night, and then that is followed by the Clan of Pyros. having their own community fire blessing, which is always a beautiful thing to go to, too. So not only do you have all this music and all of these workshops and all of these beautiful rituals and drumming and dancing every night, and all of these various centers that you can to and attend and meet people, it's just such a, through all of these things, we create such a beautiful, peaceful community, and you just feel so loved and so held in this. The whole place is just a sacred place, and I can't say enough about how it all comes together, every little piece that, you know, just forms this amazing, amazing week for all of us to go and attend.
It is truly what Oriana is saying on the chat room. There is a ritual for everyone. Small to full camp, so inclusive, unlike any outdoor pagan festival I have attended. And of course, for me, having gender inclusiveness and of course racial inclusiveness is part of what it is the core part of why I become a part of Circle. Because I knew of Circle for a number of years, but then I saw the inclusiveness on gender and color and race and size and age, and it really is a proud moment when you can say you're a member of Circle and to have the celebration. Again, my experience, I know it's kind of lame, I was there for 2 days, but I mean, those 2 days were amazing, so I can only think or imagine how it is to be there the whole week with all the musicians and everyone, and the musicians and the vendors and the people that are there, the volunteers, the guardians, the ministers, the people who are assisting for emotional situations. And I mean, it truly is a village. And if you haven't experienced it, please go and experience it at least once in your lifetime. Even with my insect phobia, I said I had to try it, and I did. And it is amazing. People can still register, right, Sharon? Is there still time for them to go for this one?
Correct. You can still register, again, going to the website, www.circlesanctuary.org/PSG. You can register through June 6th.
So there you have it, folks. You can still register until June 6th. And I am posting that link as we speak on the chat room, in case there are people who haven't registered yet, so they can go. So since you mentioned Ginger Doss and Linda, I wanted to play one of my favorite songs for Belva Hammer. This is called We Do Not Die. Please listen to the lyrics. It's a beautiful, amazing song. And we will be back with more here with Sharon Stewart talking about PSG. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more here on Lunatic Mondays. Without further ado, I want to say, Sharon, I am very honored. I am very blessed to have you as my friend, as a fellow Circle Sanctuary member, and of course, as a guest on the show tonight. Thank you so much for agreeing to be on the show tonight. And as always, it's my honor to chat with you. I love you very much. And I leave you the microphone so you can say goodbye tonight to your audience.
Well, thanks. And thanks again for always for having me on. And I hope that you're not nervous by the end of the show, Laura. And it's always a privilege to be on your show. And I hope I answered everyone's questions about the amazing gathering that PSG is. And if you were on the fence about thinking about coming to PSG, it's time to get off the fence and come and experience this amazing, amazing community. You will feel at home the minute you walk through the gate, and I hope to see you all there.
Indeed, indeed. You feel like home the minute you... these people are amazing. All of these people embrace you and care for you, and they're going to make sure that you're okay, especially if it's your first one. Forget it. They're going to pamper you, and they're going to care for you like nobody's business. And Sharon, thank you so much for being on the show. Hopefully the next time you're on the show, I'm not nervous. By now, I have calmed down, but I don't know what it is, but it's just so silly. Anywho, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for everyone who listened live. There was Pretty Witch and Light Witch and Oriana and all of the guests that were listening live and all the people that were listening but were not in the chat room. Thank you to everyone, and may you all have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed PSG. May the weather be nice and mild, and may the ticks be none. And may you all have all the fun that you deserve, you know. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're going to say goodbye tonight with one of the staple musical shows on PSG. This is one of my favorite bands, of course, Spiral Rhythm with I Am Pagan. Good night, everyone. Never forget, you are loved. Goodbye.
I am pagan, and I'm proud. I am pagan, gonna shout it loud. I am pagan, want the world to know that I follow the goddess, cause she rocks my soul. Don't need your Bible, I got the wisdom of the crone. Don't need your heaven, into this life I'm reborn. No Ten Commandments, one fills the bill, and it harm none to what you will. I am pagan, and I'm proud. I am pagan, gonna shout it loud. I am pagan, want the world to know that I follow the goddess, cause she rocks my soul.
welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.